Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about the fact that prayer is communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit, contacting the spiritual realm as we are taking aim at the things not seen, waging warfare against the evil spirits, and putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. Remember that prayer is a legal transaction in the Spirit as we are praying spiritual law, which is the Word of God. That's what we pray, the Word of God. We do not pray our problem, we pray the Word. And we put the angels of God to work in the Spirit to bring forth those promises for us. And as we pray the Word, we're releasing the ability and the power of God that is resident in the Word. There's a change from Old Testament prayer to New Testament prayer. Now we do not ask, request, or petition God. We come to the Father in the name of Jesus and make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us, praying a prayer of faith with confidence to take hold of the promise of God. And we talked about the fact that now we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and we make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us. As we looked up the word ask in all the major prayer scriptures, and we found out that it is aiteo, which means a demand of what is due us. We're making a spiritual legal demand of what's due us in order to see the promises come to pass, and we do this by praying the word. Now, we also talked about the prayer of faith, because when we pray the word, which is aiteo, making a legal demand of what's due us, we also then receive from the Lord. And the word receive, in all the major prayer scriptures as well, is the word lambano, which is a self-prompted taking hold of. So when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us by bringing the word, which is the promise of God that belongs to us, unto the Father. And then we take hold of that lambano, which is the word receive in the Greek. We have a self-prompted taking hold of with our faith in the Spirit to release that promise to come to pass in our life. Now there's a second aspect of the prayer of faith, and that is thanksgiving, which we're going to talk about today. Thanksgiving shows forth faith, and it's an important part of the prayer of faith. The New Covenant, remember, has given us all the promises of God. The prayer of faith releases those promises to come to pass in our life. When we thank the Father for something that He's given us, it shows forth that we believe that it's ours and that we receive it from Him. Thanksgiving is what's supposed to proceed out of your mouth whenever you receive from the Lord. Let's give an example. Let's say that I tell a person that I've given them a book. The book now belongs to them. When they come to get the book that I gave them, they would not ask me for it again. No, they would take hold of the book and receive it from me, saying, "Thank you for the book that I gave them." They wouldn't come and ask me for it because it was already given unto them. Well, all the promises of God have already been given unto us. God's given us these promises according to the spiritual laws of the covenant because of what Jesus has done for us. Therefore, the promises of God now belong to you. And so we're going to come to the Father in the name of Jesus, and we're going to make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us, and we're going to take hold, lambano, of the promises and receive it from the Father with thanksgiving, saying thank you for the promises of God as we take hold of them. Again, we wouldn't come to the Father and ask Him to give us the promises because He already gave them to us. Therefore, there's no need to ask the Father for something that He already gave us. There's no need to petition Him or request. We simply come and, making a legal demand of what's due us, take hold of the promise from the Father with thanksgiving, declaring thank you for that promise. So thanksgiving is a part of the prayer of faith in that we thank the Father for the promise that's already ours. Let's look at some scriptures in the New Testament where we see that they prayed with thanksgiving. in Ephesians 1:16. It says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. In Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. 2 Timothy 1:3, I thank God, whom I serve with my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Philemon verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Notice how thanksgiving accompanies these prayers. All these prayers begin with thanksgiving. We should start out our prayers with thanksgiving. Why? Because all the promises of God are ours, and our prayer of thanksgiving takes hold of the promise and releases it to come to pass in our life. It is very significant that Paul always started his prayer with thanksgiving. This indicates that he knew that the Father heard his prayer and that he had confidence that it would come to pass. So thanksgiving shows forth faith. It's an integral part of the prayer of faith. Jesus prayed with thanksgiving. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, when he took the 7 loaves and fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples. In John chapter 11, in verse 41 and 42, here's where Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Jesus prayed with thanksgiving. Jesus knew that the Father heard him always. Do you know that he always hears your prayers when you pray in line with the Word? We must have knowledge and confidence that our Father always hears our prayers. Thanksgiving shows confidence and faith in God that he's heard it. In Luke chapter 17, in verse 15, it talks about one of the ones who was cleansed of the leprosy. In verse 15, it says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. This is the account where the 10 lepers were cleansed. One, only one, turned back to give thanks, and that was the one who was made whole. Thanksgiving showed forth and released faith toward God to receive a greater healing, and his faith made him whole. So thanksgiving is important in praying in faith to receive from the Father. Now in Jonah chapter 2, in verse 7 to 10, when Jonah was in the fish's belly, he finally remembered the Lord and prayed to him. And it says here that his prayer came unto thee in thine holy temple. And he said, they that observe lying vanities, which was the state that he was in, forsake or relinquish and let go their own mercy. In verse 9 he says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish and vomited him out on the dry land. Here we see that he prayed with thanksgiving to take hold of the salvation or the deliverance from the Lord. His prayer with thanksgiving took hold of the mercy of God and released that to bring forth his miracle. Always pray with thanksgiving to see God's mercy come forth in your life. Thanksgiving and prayer will bring forth victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in 2 Corinthians 2:14, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, the verb giveth is in the present tense in the Greek, which denotes continuous and repeated action until the desired results are accomplished. The word giveth literally means is giving. This verse actually says, Thanks be to God, who is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, this verse is really a New Testament prayer of faith, offering to God thanksgiving, declaring that he is giving us the victory. Now in 2 Corinthians 2:14, the phrase translated causes us to triumph, it's also in the present tense. This verse literally declares, Thanks be to God, who is always causing us to triumph in Christ. Again, Paul is really offering a prayer of thanksgiving unto God, declaring that he always is causing us to triumph. Thanksgiving should always accompany our prayers to see victory. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, the Bible says, As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. In Colossians 4, 2, he goes on and says, Continue in the prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So Paul, in Colossians 2, verse 7, talks about being established in the faith, and he says that they're established in the faith, abounding therein, in the faith, with thanksgiving. We're established in faith when we're abounding with thanksgiving. So God wants you to continually thank Him and take hold of the promise of God. And as you continue to watch in prayer with thanksgiving, you're going to see the promises come to pass. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests," remember the word request is aiteo, legal demand of what's due you, "be made known unto God." This verse clearly states that when we make our prayer, our legal demand unto the Father, it is to be done with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and prayer, again, shows forth faith. And as we make our legal demand to the Father with thanksgiving, that is accurate New Testament prayer. And as we do this, starting out with thanksgiving, then we're going to see those promises come to pass. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 20, the Bible says this, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now what it's talking about, the all things, are not all things that happen to you. It's talking about all things that belong to you in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 3:21, the Bible says, "For all things are yours." What all things? All the promises of God. And this verse is talking about approaching the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Because again, it says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." We pray to the Father when we're taking hold of the promise in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we do it with thanksgiving for all things, which are all the promises of God that belong to us. In 1 Thessalonians 5, in verse 17 and 18, it says, "Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So we're going to continually pray, and in everything we're going to give thanks, because thanksgiving is an integral part of prayer. So therefore, you're going to pray with thanksgiving, and that is going to show forth faith that you believe that the promises have been given unto you, and you're going to be able to take hold of them. Thanksgiving shows the Father that you also believe that He has heard your prayer, and you have confidence in Him knowing that it will come to pass. So we're only established in faith when we're abounding with thanksgiving. So as you give thanks to the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, always for all things that are ours in Christ, in every situation that you face in life, the promises of God will be released to bring forth the will of God in your life. So in summary, in talking about the way we pray in accurate New Testament prayer, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a spiritual legal demand of what's due us by returning the Word of God in prayer. And then we take hold of the promise with thanksgiving. And the way that you do this, you bring the Scripture to Him, and then you take hold of the promise spiritually by speaking with your mouth that you believe that you take hold of it, and you do it with thanksgiving. So as you thank Him for the promise, knowing that the promise of God is yours, believing He has heard you, and confidently knowing it will come to pass, then you're going to see the promises of God released to bring forth the will of God in your life. Well, we've talked more on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've got more to cover. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. I trust that you are learning how to pray accurate New Testament prayer. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.